Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. Do you feel overwhelmed at the thought of a busy holiday season? By the top of the year, you have these huge goals, but no energy to put toward them because you're tired from all the family time, celebrating, and money spent. Well, I'm here to let you know that holiday burnout is in fact a thing, and in this episode, I'm going to share 4 tips to help you manage it, so stay tuned. I actually looked up holiday burnout because I've never kind of Googled that before, but I was wondering if it was a thing or if I just made it up, and it's a thing. So the definition that I found, which is linked in the show notes, the article that I got this from, says, sufferers of holiday burnout are often overwhelmed by the perceived extra demands and expectations associated with preparation for and celebration of the holiday season. Some cases of holiday burnout are likely related to episodes of depression, which can actually peak during the holidays, and I'll probably do a separate episode on that. And so it may or may not be linked to pre-existing mental health conditions, but the holiday season is definitely a time that makes people feel lonely a lot of the times and, you know, just brings up a lot of different emotions. You know, one of the things that my students said to me recently that I thought was really impactful was, since joining our community, she's been honest with herself, and this has led to her creating healthier boundaries with herself and her loved ones because she's a giver and she wants to be able to support whoever she can with what she has. However, for a lot of us, it can turn into an unhealthy practice when we're not taking care of ourselves first and actually pouring from an empty cup instead of being able to put boundaries in place that help us to pour from our overflow, right? And so super proud of her, just like all my other students. But this practice that she has, you know, essentially begun over the summer is now preparing her to not be susceptible, right? It's reducing her susceptibility to burnout during the holidays because she has these boundaries that she's been practicing, right? And, you know, oftentimes I argue that burnout in general, and we're talking about holiday burnout today, but burnout in general is the result of poor sustainability planning. You haven't created a plan with sustainability in mind. And that's where these 4 tips come into play. So y'all know I'd like to get straight to the point, okay? We're going to jump into tip number 1, which is planning downtime, okay? When I say planning downtime, I mean literally put it in your calendar. Just like you put going to the gym in the calendar. Just like you put going to a holiday party in the calendar. Block off time as regularly as you need, even if it's daily, even if it's weekly, even if it's monthly, to have downtime. So we just had our weekly accountability meeting in my community yesterday, and Thanksgiving was last week. So a lot of the students are saying that, you know, the holidays, while they were really great to spend time with family, to, you know, slow down, made it challenging to come back, you know, this week. And one of the things that I suggested is to plan the downtime, right? Plan to take it easy the week after Thanksgiving. That way you don't feel behind. When we do this, we change our perception and we also help ourselves to do number 4, which is a tip that I will share in a minute. But you have to sometimes reframe the way that you're seeing things. No one said that you have to have a holiday and then go full force. Even if at work you have to go back to work on Monday, right? After a holiday, what does it look like for you to go back to work after a holiday and it be a day where you are recouping and getting really clear on what your week looks like and having a different pace, still being productive since you have a job and you need to get paid or whatever, but like doing it in a way that is supportive of your recovery and well-being. Now, that leads to tip number 2, which is reevaluating your boundaries. Listen, we all need to work on our boundaries. I know that's something that I'm constantly, you know, chipping away at and constantly reestablishing and figuring out based on where I'm at right now. But during the holidays, we are, I want to say tested, we are given the opportunity, let me say, the opportunity to be stretched when it comes to boundaries in a different way than maybe other times of year. Because people are nostalgic, other people have expectations of you during the holidays, you have higher expectation maybe in some ways of yourself during the holidays, and you get to dictate, right, what your boundaries look like based on your vision for yourself. And instead of allowing other people to impose their boundaries, what does it look like for you to decide what you want your boundaries to be and practice, right, being brave and asking for what you need and what you want as far as your needs go. So that's, these all kind of roll off the tongue, leads to number three, right? Learning to say no or not right now. And this really comes down to advocating for yourself, right? So when you get clear on what your boundaries are, when you reevaluate what your boundaries are and whether they align with the way that you want to run your life in this season, then you have, again, an opportunity, right, to be able to say no. Because when we say yes, we're saying no to other things anyway. So when we say yes to a holiday party, we're saying no to sleep or to, you know, at-home movie night or whatever. So whenever we say yes, we're saying no to certain things. Whenever we say no, we're saying yes to certain things. And so if we can take that into consideration when we're making decisions around the holidays, then that can really free us up to be doing the things that are tens for us. There's a book called The Illusion of Money that I just finished reading. I'm on my second round of reading it. And he goes through this assessment where he asks you, you know, about different things. Getting on Facebook, 1 through 10, how do you feel? For me, I don't care for Facebook. If I never got on Facebook again, my life would be fine. Like, it's a 1. But talking to y'all, I just got a chance to talk with, you know, someone who listens to the podcast. Was it on Monday? And it was so much fun. And I'm so glad to be able to connect with folks from all over the world that are, you know, essentially in my community. That's a 10 for me, you know? And so I want to be able to say no to doing things that are 1 through 5s so that I can spend my life and my time and my energy investing in doing things that are 5 through 10s. Or baby, okay, 8 through 10s, because ain't nobody got time for the 1 through 7. No, I'm kidding. But, right? How can you learn to say no because you realize and recognize that you're saying yes to other things or not right now? And advocate for yourself. If you have done the evaluation and that thing is not a 10 for you, then why are you going to go do this thing, this holiday party or this blah, 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 and it's not a 10? It's not a 7 through 10 for you. That's automatically going to drain you and leave you feeling unfulfilled. So that leads us to number 4, which I mentioned earlier, which is giving yourself permission. Instead of waiting for someone else to give you permission or give you the go ahead or give you the okay, how can you begin to get into a practice, especially during the holidays, to give yourself permission to rest, give yourself permission to say no, give yourself permission to reevaluate, reestablish, and communicate your needs and boundaries so that you are living in alignment with the way that you want things to be. To me, is one thing that really leads to suffering in life, and that is misalignment. That is being out of order with ourselves, and that our thoughts, feelings, and actions are not congruent. We think and feel like we don't want to go to this holiday party, but we go anyway. We think and feel like we want to go to a holiday party, and then we say no, or whatever, because we said yes to another party, you know, or whatever the case may be. And so, just to do a quick recap of the 4 tips is, number 1, to plan your downtime, you know, put it in your calendar and tell someone else so they can help you be held accountable to yourself. Number 2, reevaluate your boundaries, all right? Number 3, learn to say no or not right now, learning how to advocate for yourself in this season. And number 4, give yourself permission, my friend. You're worthy of it. You deserve it. And if you felt like this episode resonated with you, feel free to share it with somebody. You know what I mean? Make sure to leave a review. And if you want to chat with me and my team to learn more about what it looks like to get support, I'm actually doing calls right now specifically for YouTube research because I'm gonna be on YouTube, friends, which is really crazy. I've been wanting to be on YouTube for like 10 years. So I want to talk to ladies in the community to really figure out, like, what is it that y'all want me to make? What content do you want me to create on YouTube? Because my thing is, if I want to serve, I might as well talk to the people I want to serve instead of just doing whatever I think and making it up. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I really appreciate you being here. It never falls on deaf ears that you would spend some time listening to my voice in your ears. That's an investment that you're making, and I appreciate you for it. And I'll talk to you next time, gems.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.